Hello.
We're back.
We are. We did it. We made it another week on Round the Earth.
Here we are.
Yay.
Go ahead.
What are you drinking? What are you sipping on?
I knew you were going to ask that. I've gone back to the bottle.
belly in your belly.
Wait, that sounded bad. I've gone back to the bottle.
You're back on the bottle. You sounded a little sauced.
I'm not drinking. I am drinking Pellegrino, but that's it. Yes,
well, I think I had the same one as last week. The guava.
Ew, you like
it's
that
not purple? It's more like a mauve. Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's probably one of my favorites. This one and watermelon. Guava and watermelon are probably my two favorites.
Watermelon.
So what are we talking about today? Goals, right?
We're talking about goals today.
Mm-hmm. And gotcha. So, yeah. Well, that's what everybody's been talking about all week, right? So Chris talked about it. Alpha Hippie talked about it. Russ mm-hmm. talked about it. Like, everybody's talking about goals this week. So we think that we have things that we want to add to it. So so we're not all talking about the same thing.
Wait, you think we have some things to add to it, or do we have things to add to it? Because I have things to add to
it. I'm definitive. We have things that we're going to add to it.
Okay.
And I think the whole focus of what we're going to talk about today is centered more around mindset, which is, I think, it's an important aspect when it comes to goal setting and maintaining your drive towards those goals. So, but before we get rocking and rolling, Carolyn, can you put up the banner so everybody knows how to contact and reach out to the community? So if you want to find us online, just head over to winject.com. And if you want to go ahead and join, winject.com/join. If you want to message and join the community, it's 843-396-2104. Hit us up on any of the social channels, or in fact, you can even just comment wherever you're watching live right now, and we can interact during the show, which is something that we love. We love the live listener interaction. Everybody who's been coming back week to week, talking with us during the show, throwing in their words of wisdom. We really appreciate it. And, this whole thing for Winject is a community, and we love that aspect.
Yeah, exactly. We really, really love when you guys interact with us. We like questions. Hopefully Paul's listening today. We just love it. And we're glad to be back and be able to do this every single week. So, but I got to point out something. We talked about this already today, and you don't say appreciate. You say appreciate. Or no, say it again.
Appreciate?
No, that's not how you said it. That is not how you
that
said
is
it.
How I said it. And you said I didn't say it right. And I said it right.
No, I didn't say you didn't say it right. I've just never heard somebody say it the way that you say it. That's all.
I think that you just have an issue with your AirPods again. Do they need to charge some more?
Look, I do have the case on the charger. It's got a tail. but no, they did die earlier. But that's not the problem. I can hear you just fine. You say appreciate.
Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about growth. Like I said in the intro, I really want to focus the conversation for today for growth as a whole as being centered around mindset, and mindset being the first and foremost thing when it comes to goals. Even before you set your goals, you have to be in the right mindset to be able to understand how you're going to achieve them, how to set them. How to know when you've reached them. And it really leads back to the whole concept of, Zach, you and I were talking about this earlier, is focus is a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset, right?
Yeah.
And something I struggle with personally is trying to get past a fixed mindset about a lot of things and accept growth into my life. And I think one of the big things for a lot of people is to realize when you are in either a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And I think one of the easy ways to understand that is to say, do you ever think, oh, I'm here, I've made it, and if you think that you are as good as it gets in your situation, then that's a very fixed mindset. If you don't see that there's any room for growth and
improvement, anything, like if you, like you said, if you say, I am exceptional, I am great, that means that you've limited. I mean,
right.
You've reached it.
Right. And I think that, in order for you to set your goals and even to even open up the concept that you can set a goal and reach that goal, you have to move towards a growth mindset, because only people with a growth mindset even realize that there's an opportunity for change. And the whole reason for a goal is to find an area within yourself personally or professionally that needs to be changed and set that goal to get there. So when it comes to growth and when it comes to goal setting, it all comes down to the concept that you need to be in the right mindset to even get there, right?
Yeah. So you're saying in order, goals are great.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a growth mindset, then you're setting those goals are pretty much pointless, right? It's kind of like, me and Jason have been talking about a particular book called Business Made Simple. It's Donald Miller's book. That's some of the things we've been discussing lately. He talks a little bit. Yeah, I got mine right here too. Yeah. And he talks a lot about, look, there's Marianne. She's back. Hello, Zach and Jason. I'm excited on today's topic. I agree. How we view goals depends on mindset. Right. And that's one of the things he talks about in this book. He talks about, being biased towards action. It's one thing to set a goal,
right?
But it's another thing to accomplish that goal. And I think this, where, like you're saying, Jason, having the mindset of growth, challenging yourself, being able to reach those goals, comes down to understanding, do I have a fixed mindset of saying I can't do that, or I can never learn to blah, 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 whatever it is. And having that growth mindset, I just did like the Dwight Schrute. I just, not intended. But yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that, you know, Jason and I have been talking about lately, is that concept of that growth mindset.
Right.
And having that bias towards action. I know you, Jason, you talked a lot about that earlier today, that bias towards action and what that meant to you.
Yeah. So the whole concept that Don Miller talks about in Business Made Simple, in the section on character development, talks about, there's a big section on bias towards action, that value-driven leaders and professionals have a bias towards action, meaning they simply get up each day ready to take action. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's it right there. That's the key, is you get up and each and every day is, how can I make the most out of this day? Take a day off. Cool. Awesome. But get up the next day and be like, you know what? What can I do to make the most out of this specific moment that I'm in right now? And it's, you know, it's not like, oh my gosh, I've got to work 7 hours. I mean, 7 days a week. You know, I gotta work all night long. I gotta work 14 hours a day just in order to make my dreams happen. It's taking the time that you have, setting a schedule, setting those goals that you need to hit each day or each week or each month, whatever. And then making the most out of the time that you have, not running yourself ragged, just being very focused on goals, but focused on the growth that you want to see personally and professionally. And
you know, I was gonna say, wanted to kind of add on to that. Like, one of the things, Jason, and we promise we were not going to talk about Business Made Simple and Donald Miller the whole time, but he does say something in there that connects with something Jason and I have always said. Was, he said, a saying he always says is, move the ball into the end zone. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how that's the goal, right? Is to get it in the end zone. You can't put points on a board if you're not in the end zone. If the ball never crosses into the end zone, you don't score any points. But what Jason and I always say is to move the ball. Just move the ball every day. Yeah. Take one step closer, even if it's the smallest thing in your mind. You may think, "Oh, that's just." I feel like I'm wasting time because I didn't move. I didn't move it fast enough down the field. It doesn't matter. Just move the ball one step forward. Yeah. That's all that matters. And eventually, that's going to continue to go down that path. Carolyn, there was a comment from Marianne there. She says, "I think that I still have a fixed mindset in some aspects because I can't seem to achieve the things I want to run for my life, but I'll get there." And I think that's exactly, yes, Marianne, I think that's great. I appreciate your openness to share that. And I think the point I was just making, I think would help with that is if you have a goal, move the ball just slightly down the field, right? You don't need to throw Hail Marys down the field and get to the end zone super fast. And that may work sometimes. Sometimes that works. I kind of think of it as like when you're doing weight loss, it's not healthy for you to lose 30 pounds in
7 minutes.
Well, 2 weeks, right? It's not healthy. And if you do lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks, you should probably see a doctor. So I always think of that weight loss thing. That's great advice, Zach. I'll start implementing. Yeah, absolutely, Marianne. You're welcome. But I think when you think of weight loss, I always think of taking it one day at a time, and there's going to be setbacks, right? There's going to be things that you're going to have a day where you ate terrible or you didn't work out that day and you start to feel bad about that. Okay. What can you do that day still without those things? What can you do to move the ball just a little bit and pick it up the next day and run with it again? I mean, not to use sports analogies, but that works. You have four downs to get that first down, right? And then you repeat the thing again till you get to the end zone. So just keep moving that ball down the field. You may get it a little bit, and some days you may get really far down the path towards your goal. But the point is just to move it every single day.
Yeah.
Goes back to the bias towards action.
Yeah. There's another concept that he talks about in the character development section that Marianne kind of reminded me of. She says, "I think I still have a fixed mindset in some aspects because I can't seem to achieve the things I want for my life, but I'll get there." That's interesting to me because it's one of the things he talks about is the victim mentality or the hero mentality. Yep. And it seems to me, Marianne, that you're trying to shift into that hero mentality, which is great because that's where you want to be, because it's so easy. It's so easy to be the victim. And we all kind of default to that. Because it's like, things aren't going my way. What the heck? You know, like the world's out to get me, or just like things just aren't aligning right. Or I can't get the things that I want. And I think it's important to realize that, especially when it comes to goal setting and getting into the right mindset, is that I want to have the hero mentality. I want to be the hero of my story. I want to be the one who is taking action that gets all the applause at the end of the day. Because when we tend to dwell in that victim mentality, somebody else ends up being the hero of the story because we're waiting. It's almost like we're waiting for someone to save us. And, for me personally, I feel like I was victim mentality for several years before we actually launched our business full time, because it was just like, things aren't going right. I'm seeing other people be successful. I felt like I was just a footnote in someone else's story when someone would have success, and it just wasn't for me. And it's not until you start to try and position yourself as the hero of your own story that you're actually going to find the success that you want, right? And I think that's vital. So Marianne, I hope that your journey goes well, and I hope that you become the hero very soon. So
yeah, and I think that what she said, "Oh yes, been there, done that," comparing to others. You know, that's actually one of the things I wanted to hit on a little bit later, but I'll go ahead and kind of mention it now, is not to fall into a comparison trap when you're approaching your goals or trying to go after your goals. People are in a different stage of life. People are on a different trajectory than you are. Yeah. And the more that you sit and try to compare, "I should be there," or "I should be doing that now," it's going to drive you absolutely nuts. It's not fruitful. It's not going to get you further down. And in fact, it's going to hold you back because you're going to start second guessing everything that you've been doing. oh, well, maybe I should have been doing it this way, or maybe I should have been doing it that way. I remember Jason and I, when we were freelancing for, when we had Market House, but it was kind of like the side hustle, like Jason always says, the 9 to 5 to the 5 to 9. It was more like 5 to 2 in the morning. Let's be real. And I remember seeing some of my friends who had made the leap from their side hustle to their it being their full-time thing and how fast they did it, and just sitting back and going, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Am I in the wrong space? Am I doing the wrong thing? Now I'm glad I didn't listen to myself and sit back and compare. It's until I could turn it off and block that, or I came to the, I blocked it for a little while. And then I came to a healthy place where I could say, people are in a different path. People are in a different trajectory than I am. Then my business is in a different, it's just not the right time. And when it was the right time, here we are. We made the leap and was successful with it. And it's continued to be successful. So that tells me, like, if we would have made the jump too soon, I don't know if we would have, there was a lot that we didn't know. There was a lot that we didn't, hadn't learned yet. And I even think once we made that leap and we hit our we keep talking about our business because that was a big goal for years. So we're using that as a good reference point, but I mean, you can apply it to whatever, but it wasn't until I think there's things that we needed to learn. It wasn't until we learned those things, was it the right time?
Yeah.
And we're still learning things. And in order for us to get to the next level or to our next goals, we have to learn something else. And I think you can apply that to fitness. I think you can apply it to school goals or like financial goals. I mean, any goal you have, I'm listing goals like, but yeah, you get it. Like there's, you can apply it to whatever. And I think that's the important thing. One of the things, Jason, and this is kind of old school thinking, but not old school thinking, but an old school method is setting, if you don't know how to set your goals and do it properly, is the SMART goals.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with that acronym, it's SMART, which stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based.
Yeah.
So you want to make them specific. You want to make sure that they're a measurable goal. And then you want to make sure they're not too lofty. Because if you make them too big and they're not attainable or realistic, it's going to frustrate you. You're going to feel like you're a failure. You feel like you're, why keep doing this? I'm just going to give up. You also want to make it relevant. And you want to make sure it's time-based. Putting a time frame on it. Saying by this time, I want to be here. Because if you make it open-ended, it can just go on for forever.
Yeah. You know, that's a SMART goals are something that, you know, in the business world, they kind of harp on, you know, like make sure your goals are SMART goals, and that's fine. And it's a good framework, but I think the biggest thing for me that, when it comes to goal setting, if I were to pull out one of those that was more valuable, I guess, for me, is that they're measurable. Because that applies to so many things. So like, for one, if it's measurable, you know where you're going, you know, you can kind of understand and build out the steps it's going to take to get to that point where you can hit that measurement. And you can kind of also see where success is, you know, where the goal line is, you know, to continue that analogy from before. You know how far you've got to move the ball each day to make that happen. You know how hard you're going to have to push that ball to get to that point. And so I think that having a measurable goal is the most valuable piece of that, because all those others kind of fall into line. Because when you start to measure, you know that it's going to have specifics in order to get to that point. If it's measurable, you also want to make sure that you can reach it. So like, are those goalposts in sight, or are they so far beyond where you can see that you can't even see anymore? Well, then move the goalposts closer, because maybe that's just out of reach. What are you going to say?
Well, I was going to say part of what you're saying is time-based. So the measurable setting that I remember telling Jason, we just need to set a like when we were freelancing, we never did this, which is what we should have done. But I remember hearing on a podcast these entrepreneurs, and they said that they knew if they never set a date for mm-hmm. when they wanted to quit their full-time job and move into this their side hustle full-time, if they mm-hmm. didn't ever set a date, they wouldn't do it. So I remember one of them saying that she literally a year later, after, like, she said, all right, this time next year on this date, she wrote it down, marked it on the calendar, and said, this time next year, I'm going to be doing this full time.
Yeah.
And she did. On that date, she came back and she went back and she quit her job on that exact date. And I was like, wow, that's gutsy. And I think that it's a, like, to your point, you set that time base. So like, we're almost working backwards, setting that, mm-hmm. that time when you want to accomplish that, and then going to your measurables and saying, what is it going to take for me to get there?
Yeah.
Here's some checkpoints I need to put in place in order for me to get to that final piece. And that's what she did. Mm-hmm. And once again, that's something Jason and I talked about doing. We never did. We just, in fact, what we did was just, we just made the decision. But it was a good time.
Well, I think that's another thing that's not covered in SMART goals. When it comes to not every goal, but some goals, is having faith. And that's, I guess this kind of comes back to mindset too. So I'm not talking about religious faith. I'm talking about, you know, faith in yourself, faith that you have what it takes, to hit that goal. Yeah, it's a total mindset thing, because if you don't believe that you can do it, or if you just kind of half believe that you can do it, then you're probably only going to half succeed, right? And you know, when Zach and I were finally at the discussion point where we're like, you know what, I'm gonna resign from my full time job, and I'm gonna do this full time. You're talking about leap of faith. Woo.
You know, because kids, it makes it harder.
Yeah. So like the goal, what was the goal in that situation? The goal was, to be an entrepreneur, to step out, run this business full time without a safety net and make it happen while also providing for family. Mm-hmm. You know, Those are SMART goals, but there's that whole underlying component where I had to have the right mindset. I had to have the right mindset that, I will succeed. And, but you know, also there's an important piece of it that goes, you know, if I don't succeed, if I fail, what level of failure am I, will I accept until I need to maybe reposition my goals? So, all that to say, mindset and it's really probably the biggest piece for me, aside from being able to measure your goals and having a time bound framework and having really SMART goals are essentially just comprehensive goals. Let's just say that as long as you have a comprehensive goal and the right mindset, you can do it. Right. I think it's totally attainable. It's just really for a lot of people, I think for most people, it's getting into the right mindset before you even step onto that field to walk towards that goal.
Well, before we kind of wrap things up a little bit, let's talk about the failure part, because I think that's a really, really big piece. Once again, in Donald Miller's book, he talks about how even if you only hit 10% of your goals, So if you hit 10% of your goals, means one out of 10 times that you try, you're going to succeed. So why not keep pushing? Because you're going to succeed at some point, right? There's going to be a point that you're going to be like, I succeeded. I think when you dwell in your failures, when you dwell in your failures, it becomes your reality, right? When you dwell on your failures, it becomes your reality. I'm like,
Chris, where are you? We're spitting.
Where are you, Chris? Yeah. Yes. When you dwell on your failures, it becomes your reality. And then you never get back up. You fall down and you just don't get back up. And you say, that's it. That's all it was. I'm done. I'm out. Didn't work. But if it's something you really want to do, just know you're going to hit snags. You're going to hit failures. You're going to have setbacks. You know, I kind of think of when you are working out, specifically like for myself, I know that there's some goals that I want to hit with my fitness. Yeah. I've had several setbacks this year that keep, I feel like I get one step closer and then all of a sudden, bam, I get knocked down a couple of rungs. But yeah. I'm not giving up. You know, I'm still going to hit my goals and what I want to accomplish. And I can't let some of these things, these failures, these setbacks that I've had, keep me from getting there. Right. I'm going to keep going. And that's the same mentality Jason and I've had with, oh, he's looking
at there. We go.
Okay. I think, that's one big thing for us here at, Market House. And, we never gave up. I mean, we stuck with it for 8 years. I remember, I use this comment all the time is when we hit our 5-year mark, I remember messaging or texting Jason and saying, happy 5-year anniversary for Market House. And he said, yay, woo. And he's like, I was like, wow, you sound like a bummer. And he's like, yeah, it's just because we're still doing it 9 to 5 and we're running ourselves ragged. Or no, we're working our 9 to 5 still and all that sort of stuff. So thanks, Marianne. That's very encouraging. We hope that this is helpful. I mean, that's learn from some of our missteps and failures
or inaction. I think for us, it was,
for us, true.
it was inaction. Cause I think that's why, you know, we were talking before that value-driven professionals, value-driven leaders have a bias towards action. And, you know, I think that we just weren't there yet. You know, we just, we were good at, you know, the things that we, you know, the marketing techniques that we had and the graphic design techniques that we did. We were good at those, but we weren't leaders yet. Right. And it wasn't until we went through all of those processes and grew individually and professionally that we started to have that bias towards action to the point where we were like, you know what, quitting my full-time job, doing this now. And, you know, we hit those goals. But, you know, to continue talking about some of those pitfalls, and to talk about the, and to talk about the sports analogy some more, you know, I think that it's really important for your goals to be realistic. Because, you know, it might seem like, pie in the sky to set some goals, and it's fine to have like stretch goals, but I think it's really important to have small attainable goals that help you get to that big one.
Yes.
And, you know, the Bulldogs. So Zach and I are from Georgia and we're big Georgia Bulldogs fans. Go Dogs, not Clemson. They're the worst. The coach Kirby Smart's got his phrase. What's his phrase, Zach?
When he's talking about
grinding out, he's chopping wood.
Chopping.
My boys are chopping wood, and it's about taking those little steps each day to move the ball forward. It's to not give up and to constantly be working towards that goal. And, you know, I think it's really important that those goals that you make measurable ones. So like really, really start, it's really, really small ones that you can attain that are realistic and attainable, because that will boost you up and that will help you keep going towards that big goal that you have. Right. I think that's a huge one, a pitfall to watch out for is trying not to make them too big. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think as soon as you start making them, too big, another kind of pitfall is you become more pessimistic. Because when it's you start struggling a little bit, you become pessimistic. So it's important to be optimistic towards reaching your goals. The more that you are down on yourself or feel like you can't hit that goal, because you're running into some snags or some failures. Okay. Get up and do it again the next day. Yeah. If it's something you care about and it's something that you really want, and there may be goals that you set, you're thinking, this is what I really want to do. But as you do it, you may be like, no, this isn't really what I want to do. That's okay.
What does Donna Miller say? He says to be relentlessly optimistic.
Yeah.
Relentlessly optimistic. Now, you don't want to push into like toxic optimism where, you know, it's just, yeah, you don't want to push into that far, but you know, it's important, I think, to remain optimistic, because when you tend to dwell on all the negatives, and you know, that goal starts looking further and further away. And, you know, when you're relentlessly optimistic, you see the failure, you accept it. Sometimes you're surprised by it because you don't see it coming. And then you move on and you keep moving forward. So, yeah, pessimism is another big one, that I think people can fall into when they're working towards that goal.
Yeah. So Marianne said that it was very helpful. Marianne, if you're the only person who gets anything out of this, we are glad to be of some help there. And we are excited about the things that are happening here at Winject. We want you guys to join the community that we are building here, not just for podcast creators, but just for listeners as well, to find some information on that. If you go to winject.com, you'll see some of the exclusive stuff you receive as a podcast creator, also as a listener. Join the community by texting 843-396-2104. You'll get updates on when some of these shows are released. You'll never miss another one of Thursday at 2 p.m. Zach and Jason ever again, because you'll get a notification that we're going live. And so you can be a part of that. And like I said, we got stuff for podcast creators. Great resources that are going to be exclusively to the Winject community, as well as exclusive offers for just listeners as well. So we have both that we can serve. So another kind of news. Jason and I are finally getting our podcast. We just recorded our first episode today. So we're super, super pumped about that. So more info there, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Chris has been talking to us a long time about getting something going, and we've been talking about it for
I think literally a year now we started working on this concept. So
here it is. We are getting ready to launch it. We'll save the name for later once we're ready to like go listen to it. Thanks, Marianne. Maybe Marianne, once we release it out there, you can be a subscriber as well. So that'd be great. And next week we're going to be talking about cultivating discipline, what that looks like, how it's been something that we've kind of hit on some of it today, but we'll just continue the conversation again next week. So join us next week, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same channel. See you next week.
See you guys. Cheers.
Brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.